The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A very good morning to you, Pat.
We're talking about 65 Roses Day, the purple rose that will be on sale for cystic fibrosis. And by coincidence, you want to talk to us about roses.
Because it's the perfect time for planting roses, Pat. Probably one of the most undervalued plants to plant in your garden are roses, because they flower from June right through till November. I've often seen them in flower in December coming up to Christmas. And roses generally will last, a rose bush planted today will last for 30 to 50 years. Believe it or not, Pat, I had a customer in last month that had one of the beautiful Queen Elizabeth roses that was 104 years old, he claimed. So you get fantastic value for roses. For listeners that have roses in their garden and they haven't pruned them, then this weekend, get them pruned, irrespective of any new growth. Get them pruned, put on some rose feed at this time of year, and mulch your beds with some bark mulch. But also, it's a great time of year for planting roses, because roses planted over the next couple of weeks will come into flower this summer and will flower every summer after that. And there is literally a rose for every aspect and location and purpose, from ground covering roses to cover banks and slopes, to patio roses for your pots and containers, to our Floribunda and hybrid teas that we use just to give colour and use as cut flowers during the summer. You've got climbing, rambling roses and shrub roses. So there's a huge variety, some disease-resistant varieties as well, many scented roses as well, which are absolutely beautiful for cutting right through the summer. So this is the time. Get roses into the garden. They're going to reward you with lots of colour.
Now, loads of questions. I have a lovely aloe vera plant in my home. Why is it called the medicine plant, and should I repot it now?
Great time to repot aloe veras. They are a succulent plant, so they're probably 90% water. So be careful when you're repotting it just into the next size pot. Or often I repot it back into the same pot using a cacti compost. And we simply call it the medicine plant because it is exactly that, Pat. The juices in aloe vera can be used for cuts and bruises. If you're after pruning your roses, for example, and you've got up some little marks, the aloe vera plant is absolutely fantastic, brilliant plant to have.
Absolutely. Sunburn, all of that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
We have a plant at home. Yeah, we use it. Now, what are the best plants to plant into my window boxes and hanging baskets for some colour in July? Something easy.
Look, at the garden centres are full of great colour at the moment. All the basket plants are available. Many of them are a little bit frost tender, so plant up your window boxes and hanging baskets by all means, but keep them in a frost-free location, a tunnel, greenhouse, porch, somewhere like that. But a great time to plant them up. Trailing petunias, calabacoas, geraniums, they're all available. My advice really, Pat, is pop into your local garden centre. And most of the basket plants are dead easy to look after.
Can you ask Porrick, my lawn is damaged by leather jackets leaving large yellow patches. What can I do to correct it?
You can use the nematodes now at this time of year, so you'll get them in your local garden centre. So a leather jacket is the larvae, the daddy long legs, Pat, and it literally eats the roots of lawn. So you get these big yellow or brown patches in the lawn. Birds feeding on the area is a typical indication you've got leather jackets. So pop into your local garden centre, get some nematodes, mix them with water, simply put them on. A day like today would be ideal, a wet day, and they will control the leather jacket organically for you.
Advice for horsetail weed in a polytunnel.
Yeah, horsetail is beginning to peep everywhere. It's hard to believe, Pat. We've aged it back as far as the dinosaurs, so it's been around a long time and not an easy weed to get rid of. Where it's in a tunnel and greenhouse, my advice is not to use the soil that's there, to cover it with black polythene and grow your vegetables and tomatoes in pots for at least 2 years. The polythene will actually help to kill off the mare's tail, because it's in darkness, because the heat that the polythene generates. So it's one of those weeds that you physically cannot just dig out. It can be difficult to eradicate. So cover it with polythene and grow your vegetables this year in pots and containers or grow bags.
We planted a wisteria at our front door about 6 or 7 years ago. While it has grown well, covered the entire porch area, unfortunately it has failed to flower each year, apart from maybe a paltry 3 or 4 flowers a year. Our gardener has advised us to be patient and stick with it, as some wisteria can take 7-8 years to fully flower. What should we do?
Listen to your gardener, Pat, because the gardeners give them excellent advice. When you're buying a wisteria, always buy a grafted plant. It will come into flower in a shorter number of years. Seed sown wisteria can take up to 7, 8, maybe 10 years to flower. So it tends to do a lot of growing for the first number of years, and it will settle down. It's only in its teenage stage, Pat. It's not going to come into bloom yet. What you can do to help it is to use a high potassium feed. So something like a rose fertilizer or sulfate of potash on its own will help to slow down the vigor and help induce it into flowering. But the gardener's perfectly right. A little bit of patience, it well worth waiting for.
I'm growing jalapeno plants. Any tips on what to feed them? I can't find anything online.
Well, a tomato, any kind of, again, a high potassium feed, so a liquid tomato feed is ideal for anything in the chili and pepper family, and you can use it obviously in your tomatoes as well. Remember, they are frost sensitive. Keep them on a windowsill or a greenhouse or tunnel at the moment, and enjoy the fruit later on this summer.
This one, my husband cut raspberry canes right down last spring and we didn't have any raspberries last year. None of the canes have any sign of buds forming this year, yet a couple of canes that he didn't prune last year have buds this year. Are the canes that were cut right down dead now and need replacing? That's from 80.
Well, Pat, I'm very conscious of the piece you had earlier about divorce, so I don't blame the husband here, but definitely raspberries, the pruning of raspberry falls into two categories. If they're summer fruiting varieties, i.e. those that fruit in June, July and August, then they should be pruned immediately you take the fruit from them. You cut back the canes and you allow the young canes to come on. If they're autumn fruiting raspberries that I know you have in your garden, then they're pruned at the end of the season, completely like a rose bush. So it depends on the variety the listener has, but definitely any of the dead canes, they should be showing signs of growth so they can be taken out and maybe plant some fresh raspberry plants at this time of year. Autumn Bliss is an excellent variety. It fruits in the autumn and it's very easy to care for.
Just wondering what I should be doing with my potted patio roses at this time of year. Lots of greenery popping up now, but last season I had problems with grubs eating the blooms. Is it too early to start treating and feeding them to prevent this happening?
No, it's not too early. And certainly if the listener took our advice back in February and March and pruned the roses back then, there's going to be lots of healthy growth on them now. Feeding once a month is important, and using something like Rose Rescue or Rose Clear, particularly with the very wet weather we're having at the moment, is highly advisable on roses that have lots of young growth. If the listener didn't prune them, then get out and prune them this week, and as soon as it comes into growth, start feeding and start using the Rose Clear on a regular basis, and that will help to control any problems.
We have a palm tree in the garden which is shredding quite heavily on top, and on the bottom is sprouting new palms from the roots. The stems are also losing their bark. Just like to know what's happening.
So this is palm. So they're talking about cordlines, Pat, cordline australis, which is often called a palm tree. Or you've often got the Choosian palm as well, which is a true palm. So with both, they tend to produce dead leaves, which is totally natural, and they should be pruned off at this time of the year. So you need a good, sharp Stanley knife and cut anything that's dead or damaged that can be cut away. The fact that it's regenerating at the base is the plant is still perfectly healthy. So I would prune back anything that's got brown, that's got soft. If the wood has got soft, it's rotting, so that can be pruned out as well. Give it a feed and all the young growth from the base will regenerate the plant again.
Final one from Tony. We planted 12 silver birch trees for screening from a neighbouring house. Would Pádraig recommend adding a flowering tree to the mix for some colour, or just leaving it as a grove of silver birches? We're on a windy site.
Well, I think silver birch looks fantastic on its own. I mean, generally in you know, when they're naturalised, birch tends to be on its own and it looks really well. You've got the lovely white stems and it'll be coming into leaf very, very shortly now. So I think leaving them on their own. What I would do is plant a lot of spring flowering bulbs underneath them. So things like dwarf daffodils, bluebells would be beautiful. You plant those in September, October of this year to flower next spring, and that would look fantastic at this time of year.
All right. Well, that's all we've time for, Pádraig. Thank you very much for joining us. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.